Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Jessica Heatley and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. Checking weather first, partly cloudy with a shower possible, reaching 29 degrees for Cairns. The same in Mareeba, expect 28 degrees. Making news today, Monday, May 23rd, Warren Inch takes it out for Leichhardt, man killed in a crash at Mareeba, and it's Crime Stoppers Day. Let's get into it. Australia may have a PM in Anthony Albanese, but it's status quo for our local seats. Warren Inch retains the seat of Leichhardt for the LNP, despite a swing to Labor. And Bob Katter's popularity has grown further, giving him an easy win in Kennedy. Inch using his election speech to thank his team.
I stand up here, I guess, as the member, but I am nothing without my office.
A local man has died in a crash at Mareeba on Friday afternoon. A passing motorist raised the alarm around 4 p.m. after finding him unconscious behind the wheel of a ute travelling east on Herberton Street near the intersection of Walsh Street. An off-duty nurse attempted to resuscitate the 59-year-old before he was taken to hospital in a critical condition. He died a short time later. Police will prepare a report for the coroner. The 10th Great Barrier Reef Masters Games have launched in Cairns with a record number of competitors expected next year. Registrations have now opened for the event to be held in May 2023, with 21 sports already locked in. Acting Mayor Terry James says the games have become an important part of our local economy.
The games generated more than $3.5 million in an economic boost for our economy, so it's easy to see why it's so important to stage these events in Cairns.
Warnings continue from our health officials over this year's flu season, with numbers already surging well ahead of previous years and doubling each week. The Cairns and Hinterland District has already recorded more than 550 cases, the highest of any area in regional Queensland. Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer Professor Alison McMillan says, like COVID, it's not only a jab we need to think about.
We know that hand hygiene is critically important, and that's either washing your hands with soap and water or using those hand rubs that become so familiar to us.
And it's Crime Stoppers Day, with Queensland Police set to highlight new figures showing the vital role residents across the state have played to ensure community safety. Tip-offs to the phone line this year have already led to two of the biggest arrests in history of the organisation. This year's theme is Who to Call, reminding people that if there's something strange in the neighbourhood, Crime Stoppers are the ones to contact. Let's take a look at some sport now. In QRL, round 9 of the Host Plus Cup saw our Northern Pride take on the Sunny Coast Falcons. The Pride fought hard at the weekend, but unfortunately just missed out on a win, the final score seeing 22-all. Our side inching up from 12th place into 11th, sitting just above the Hunters, Magpies and Jets. The Pride will next take on the Magpies in Tully. And in the NBL 1 North comp, our Dolphins have stayed pretty consistent this season. The girls taking on the Darwin Salties at the weekend, securing yet another win. 79-70 was the score. Our Marlins also able to take down the Salties, the final score seeing 108-99. Both the Dolphins and Marlins will next face off against Rockhampton. And that's all for this edition of Far North Queensland Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at northqldlocalnews@sca.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app. Listener.